I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home.
The dictionary defines a cooperative as a business or organization that's owned and managed by the people who use their services. Many of us are at least passingly familiar with co-op groceries and electric companies, to name a few. But did you know that one of the few remaining cooperative parks in the country is located a few miles east of Hibbing and is celebrating its 90th anniversary this year? Mesaba Co-op Park also has another reason to celebrate. A few weeks ago, they received word that their application to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places has been accepted. The register lists locations worthy of preservation for their historical significance. The park was founded in 1929 by Finnish residents of the area, in part because of widespread discrimination they received due to their prominent role in the 1907 and 1916 Mesabi Iron Range strikes. The park was designed to provide a safe, welcoming, and progressive environment for the Finnish working men and their families. The 240-acre park has a private lake, a dance hall with large kitchen, and some small cabins and camping spaces. Over the years, the park has evolved, but it's always been a haven for those with progressive social and political views. I visited the park and talked with Oscar Forsman, chairman of the board, who has a lifelong association with the park. So was there a lot of work getting the designation?
Yes. I have the booklet. I'll show it to you. Okay. So it's been, the process has probably taken 2-3 years maybe. Yeah, the big key to was, well, what took the delay was the redaction of our FBI files. There's two files. One, yep. The short file they finished. It was about 150 pages. The other file is about 1600 pages. So it gives you an idea of, we attracted their attention, I guess. I always said, if I didn't find my dad's license plate number in there, I said, I'd be disappointed. So we were coming up during the 50s, the McCarthy era, all that. And they had plants outside the gate taking license numbers down. And, the files themselves go through. The short one went through like 71 or 72. The long file went through 1978. Yeah, it was the anti-communist ties in, like I said, with the McCarthy era and sure. The Red Scare and all that. Things. And Gus Hall was one of the founders of our park.
Gus Hall was the general chairman of the Communist Party of the United States. He was also the party's nominee for president in 1972, 76, 80, and 84. But political activism has always had a role here. In the 1930s, it was a gathering place for the Farmer Labor Party, the Congress of Industrial Organizations, as well as the Communist Party. In 1936, farmer labor candidates Elmer Benson and John Bernard, both of whom won election, spoke at the Midsummer Festival to a crowd of over 8,000 people.
And then Duhamies was also instrumental in the park. That Duhamies was, up until the time it stopped publishing, it was the oldest Finnish language newspaper in the United States. And it was progressive, it was a socialist paper.
Sure.
Like I said, another reason that we attracted attention. Yeah, my dad's comment when I was growing up in the 50s, you're just a kid, and everybody think like us? Well, no, they don't. And Dad was quite aware of, the attention we attract, and so his advice to me was, if someone asks you too many questions, just tell them you're a Lutheran and a Democrat, and they'll leave you alone. The park was founded actually by other cooperative associations. Okay. For instance, their members, it's the Ilongo Young Communist League, that owned a share of the park. It was actually the organizations. And then I think it was in around 1959 that the park went to individual shares of ownership, so changed the structure. But, that 50s time was the park's gone through some struggles, just like I said, because of who we are. And the McCarthy era was tough times for the park. So they went to the individual shares, and we've managed to survive. We've had our ups and downs, but that tradition still remains. It's one of the ways that we keep up the park is sweat equity. Financially, we don't have any big endowments from corporations or things like that. So, we have to make do with what we can here.
You're listening to Close to Home, and I'm talking with Oscar Forsman about Mesaba Co-op Park. One of the things the park is best known for these days is their Midsummer Festival.
Festivals, now we call it Juhannus, which is Midsummer, but actually they were first Kesäjuhla, which is a summer festival, and they would be held around the 4th of July. That's when, you know, people would have the time off, could come. So then from Kesäjuhla, then I think it took on a kind of a, with the war coming on toward the 40s of, an independence type of theme, and then eventually came to be, Midsummer and, what it is now.
So what goes on here these days during Midsummer?
Midsummer, well, we still have political speakers. This year, like I said, it's Pam Brunfeld dealing with the history and Rolf dealing with the FBI files. We have our traditional Finnish mojakka, the stew, that we still have the old cauldron, big iron cauldron that the stew's made in. I think we have some cards up in the office where you can see it, where the women are all around this mojakka kettle and they're peeling the potatoes and things. And so we eat, we have dancing, other activities. Now we, might be have yoga going on, poetry. We also have our annual meeting during the time of the Midsummer. Then this year, I should mention that, Galen Lee is having a concert on Sunday. We expanded the festival somewhat to include Sunday afternoon, and Galen has been with the park for quite a long time. She's back in the days when I started being active with the children's camp. She would also provide music, and then she went on to pursue her music more. And maybe 3 years ago, she won the Little Desk, the NPR Little Desk thing, and so now, she's becoming a internationally known artist. So that's pretty cool.
They also have a youth art camp.
The arts, especially traditional, we have maypole. I play the accordion, so and I bring dances into play. We have Terrence Smith, that's his work. He does dance. He's a dance caller and contras and like I said. So we focus on the traditional, some like storytelling. This year we have John Latimer. We'll be doing nature walks, and our theme is, it's called the Art of Nature. So. We have a residence artist from Minneapolis coming, Cecilia Schaefer, and she'll be working with the kids on, doing art projects with things we find within, the park. And I know in the past we've had such things as, burnable sculptures. It teaches that, it's here, then it goes back. And we didn't make you didn't make them burn them if the kid wanted to really keep their project. But we've had that. We had, Bill Buksinski was an artist in residence, but he did poetry. God, it was just, you think, we're going to have a camp that deals with poetry? This guy... He hooked these kids in. He just had this rapport and just being able to bop this stuff out. Really, really, really good. We've been fortunate that we've had some good. We've had puppetry. We've had theater. We've had all sorts of things. And the park itself is lucky in that we've got people that are in all these little pieces have been able to fit in and make this place work. The original idea was, a place where, because the Finns were... blacklisted from mines, the union, it's been a place for a safe gathering place to come and not just the politics, but also, just to be able to relax, socialize with other like-minded people. That's my father's term. Yeah, that's what he called the place, working man's paradise. We still stay in that's the same cabin I stayed in when I was a kid.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.